Hey, have you ever watched someone try their absolute best in a situation that's clearly stacked against them? They're doing everything they can, focused, determined, fully in it, but nothing's working. Not because they're lazy, not because they're clueless, but because they've been handed the job without the tools to do it. Hi, I'm Githika. And today, I want to talk about something I have seen over and over again in hotels, especially in smaller boutique hotels or some independent hotels. Revenue expert insider, come on and let's go. Revenue expert insider, gonna help you to grow. Revenue expert insider, more to see, more to know. Revenue expert insider. I was in my 20s, driving with my dad in a red Maruti 800. We were heading to Agra, and on the way, we stopped at Firozabad to buy bangles. Those beautiful glass bangles, lit, colorful, and delicate. You'll now find them worn proudly across the US too. Anyway, we reached Agra and stopped at a busy crossing. Not a signal, not a red light, just an open road where five or six lanes of traffic met. And in the middle of that chaos stood one traffic policeman. No traffic lights, no signs, no radio, just him, one man, and one whistle. He was trying so hard, blowing his whistle, raising his hands, pointing cars left and right, but nobody was listening. There was honking, pushing, shouting, and I remember thinking, he's doing everything he can, but he has no control. Not because he doesn't care, but because he isn't equipped. Years later, that image still stays with me because I see the same thing in hotels, even today. Across India, across Asia, in small towns and big cities also. Revenue management often looks like that crossing. It's not a full team. It's just one person. They are managing OTA rates, checking parity, watching pickup, answering group queries, sometimes even doing reservations or front office work. And on top of all that, they're expected to build a smart strategy, report numbers, grow revenue, all without enough tools, without enough support, and often without even enough time to think clearly. It's like asking that traffic cop to manage a six-way crossing at rush hour and then blaming him for the traffic jam. And here's the thing. These revenue managers, they're some of the smartest people in the hotel. They know their market. They sense when demand is going up or down, often before any report shows it. They protect the hotel's revenue, not with fancy systems, but with sharp instinct. But instinct only takes you so far. Without structure, even the best people burn out. They miss chances, they react instead of planning ahead, they get tired, and they start to doubt themselves. So what's the answer? Not a big team, not some expensive software. Just give them a few right things, and things change fast. So let me share with you what should work. A basic revenue system with channel manager and simple rate tools. Some automatic reports and rate alerts so they don't have to check everything by hand. Workshops they can join to learn more about pricing, OTAs, new trends, forecasting. A small peer group to share ideas and solve problems together. Ready-made templates to check pickup, make forecast, track rate parity. And a daily 10-minute meeting with the GM and the sales team to align on decisions. That's it. There's no magic, no huge budget, just structure and support. And when hotels do this, they see 12 to 18% more revenue in just 3 to 4 months. Their rooms show up better on OTAs. They get more direct bookings. And most of all, the team feels seen and supported. And that one person, they still do a lot, but now they feel like they can actually win. It doesn't feel like a thankless job. A system works better than a superhero. Not a superhero with a system that's unstoppable. Let's stop asking why aren't they doing more and instead ask what could they do if we gave them the right support. If this spoke to you, follow me or drop a question in the comments. Let's build support, not burnout. This is Gitika signing off.